जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं माम चरणन्ति. And I told that you should think over that and what is the appropriate answer. You can speak first. You know the question?
Well, yes, I remember that question.
What is the question? First.
Well, I think Maharaj Gurudeva.
Question is okay? What is the question? You should.
Srila Prabhupada is the eternally perfect.
Try to hear this question. What is the question? And then you can properly answer. So you should do. What is the question? I think it is very important question. Some are losing their faith. Question.
If Srila Prabhupada is a perfected soul, an associate of Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his Sarvakya, he can see past, present, and future. And there was a specific situation that was brought up that he went to visit the Gurukul, which perhaps was in Dallas at the time. And there were many bad things that were being done. There were teachers there who were unqualified, who were abusing children, etc., etc. So, Prabhupada went to visit the Gurukul, and the children were instructed to behave in a certain way, otherwise they would be punished. So they never said anything. And they made an external show as if everything is going on so nice. And Prabhupada said, oh, this is a very good school. We should send all our children to this school. So it may raise some doubt that if he is perfected soul, he can see everything.
Also that he had given renounce order to Shemani, and about 90% has fallen down. Whether he was knowing this fact or not, if he was Sarvagya, he should know. Then why he gave renounce order to all bogus persons who left? Why? If he was Sarvagya, he should have knew the quality and then give him.
So I remember that when I was sitting at the Lotus Feet of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he was speaking about this topic very clearly. And he said that Krishna is...
If you have any question, you can ask after hearing his answer.
It's giving the mercy, it's giving Kripa the mercy to all of us. And in this context, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he was telling us something which is written also in his books, that means die to live. We have to die for that world of exploitation, so that we can live in the world of dedication and love. So, the mercy is for everybody, and everything what Krishna does is perfect. So everything what does a Shakti Vishal Avatar, you have any doubts in the Prabhupada, is also perfect. So, but what is not perfect is the conditioned soul. And the Nityabada has different conditions, which is Brahma, or the tendency to commit errors. And the second is Pramad, which means you fall easily in illusion. And the third is Vipralipsha, which means that is the world of cheaters and the world to be cheated. And the other one was Karma Padava, which explains to Sridhar Maharaj, that is the world of imperfect senses and imperfect mind. So he said that is the problem. It is not the problem that Srila Prabhupada or any great Vaishnava who can see his Savakya, who can see the present, the future, and the past, that he commits errors. No, it is like that the conditioned soul is unable to understand. And so he in this context, he also told us the narration, a very nice narration about Govinda and the king he was serving. But maybe it takes a little too long to tell it.
I know.
You know that?
More than you, 100 times more.
Okay, so the other daughter I know, if you know it. Okay, now, that's what I wanted to say, that actually it is not the problem of the Shakya Vishwa that was completely empowered by Krishna, the problem of the conditions for which is who is the Nitya Bala or a conditioned soul. And then he said in the same breath, he said, oh,
you, Kanini, Kanana, you realize this fact that he was Saptavesh Avatar?
Yes.
Have you experienced that he was?
I have experienced. That Srila Prabhupada was Shakyavesh Avatar?
Do you know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead? You have realized anything? Any realization? You are telling it from your heart?
I'm a fool. I am only a fool. I have no realization at all. But I know.
It is very hard. You can believe on anyone. If realization will come, then you will be liberated. And like him. But I could not follow what he told. Can you, anyone? What he told? You should.
Maharaj explained that it is the problem not...
No. What he told.
Yes. That it is the problem of the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul cannot understand the activities of a liberated Vaishnavacharya. So it will be just the situation that the conditioned soul will have to accept it, but it is very hard in this situation. We have seen many devotees who are, this is my personal opinion as an answer or a question to Maharaj, many mothers and fathers of children in that particular gurukul, they are still suffering up to today because of the enormous feelings, the hurt, the unbelievable abuse which they have experienced, and they cannot explain that in this logical way. I think we need a deeper answer.
He told
something general. I would not be satisfied with his answer.
I want to hear that part he told actually.
He said the conditioned soul is fearful of imperfections. He is in illusion, he has a tendency to commit mistakes, they are cheating each other, and imperfect senses. Because of that, it is not possible to understand the activities or the words of the...
It is true. It is true. Yeah, you will say?
No, I just want to say I could ask a question. My question is then, because
Srila Prabhupada... Yes, so listen first off. Let them. You can. No, you should first.
I didn't think about this because we were rehearsing for playing, so my mind was absorbed in the play. So, but just quickly, what's coming to mind is that when an acharya like Srila Prabhupada becomes, then he's dealing with so many different types of conditioned souls, with different degrees of contamination. And he is engaging these different conditioned souls in the service of the Lord. I'm not offending anybody, any group of people. But
don't tell anything to any person.
No, not to any person.
Only general.
Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada, he one time I heard that he had said that Krishna was setting him a certain class of person, not very highly evolved in the Krishna consciousness, but he was utilizing, and utilizing such a way, though there's so many defects in there, but his glory is that despite those defects, then he's utilizing and purifying the devotees.
Anyone can raise their hands that he wants to speak something.
Oh, one other thing just came to me. Because I didn't get time to think. You also asked the question about sannyas, that so many sannyasis, they've fallen down. So I heard also that there were devotees who sometimes they would kind of really put pressure on Srila Prabhupada to give them the renounced mode of life, though the qualification may not have been there. And also, practically speaking, setting up an organization as such, a worldwide preaching organization, then sometimes, well, we can see that sannyas was given to those who may not have been on the platform, but because Srila Prabhupada was such an extraordinarily empowered person, then the onus of responsibility is upon those devotees who took that to come up to the standard, that the mercy was there, but it's the onus of once they take that, then they have to come to the mark, or else they should not have taken that.
I could not thoroughly understand what he told. What he told, first tell. What he told.
He was saying about
sannyas falling.
Srila Prabhupada gave sannyas to many persons who are not really qualified to take that position. But many of them were pressuring him so much that they should have sannyas. Maybe they had some material motivation. So although he knew that they were not qualified to take sannyas, he gave them just to give them some chance, to give them some inspiration that they can push on Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
And in that way they may become purified.
Yes.
And also another fact of spreading the worldwide mission that he was setting up the different spiritual orders.
Yes. Now you can tell yours. Your opinion, your answer.
To consider this question from a larger or broader point of view, we can raise the same question about the activities of Krishna and his various manifestations. For example, Krishna is himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin of all. He has love for all living entities. He wants them to reestablish an ever-loving relationship to him. So why did he order Shankar to preach Mayavada philosophy and to establish his own Shastra conclusions opposed to the Veda conclusion, which turned people away from bhakti? And as a result of that, Shankar may have appeared some 1,000 years ago or so. And even today, the influence of that philosophy is still carrying on. So many people are attracted or misled by these ideas. Krishna also, in one manifestation, appears as Lord Buddha and preaches the Buddhist philosophy. And in this way, people are misled to accept the path of Buddhism. And even when Krishna personally appeared with his confidential associates, such as, for example, the Pandavas, they were put into so many tribulations. And so one can easily ask, how could Krishna allow such a thing to go on? Actually, it's not only that he was allowing it to go on, but everything was being orchestrated by him. Everything was being arranged by him. And the Pandavas, they also knew this fact very well. And in spite of this, they never lost faith in him, even one little bit. They always had so much strong faith in him and conviction. that there is some reason why the Lord is doing this. He has some larger plan. So, if we want to try to examine the activities of the pure devotee, why he behaves in different ways, then we also have to consider this greater question. And in order to understand it, we cannot see it in terms of an act that takes place at one moment in time. We have to see it in terms of a continuum, or in terms of a greater vision that he has, or a greater plan, which is unfolded in course of time. Just as when so many atrocities were being committed to the Pandavas, at the time they were being committed, one could easily question what was the Lord's motive. But if we see it later on in retrospect, then we can understand what the Lord's plan actually was and why things had to take place in a certain way. And just as when the Lord performs one action, he accomplishes many, many activities through one action. So similarly, when the Lord's empowered representative performs any action, there are many, many different levels on which he is operating. So, this has been mentioned by Govinda Bhaktu, that persons that are approaching the pure devotee, they are on different levels, and they have different motives also. So sometimes, when someone approaches the pure devotee with some material motive, then he may even have some inclination to cheat the pure devotee. Just as in an example that was given of the Gurukul, that different persons, they were trying to cheat Prabhupada. They wanted to make it seem like, oh yes, we're doing everything so nicely, we're so dedicated. So they had a motive to cheat him. And so the pure devotee, he may act as if he doesn't know what's going on, but actually he knows very well what's going on. And he will engage those people according to their desires. Like if we approach Krishna for elevation to the heavenly planets or for mukti, we shouldn't expect that we're going to get bhakti, or that we're going to get praying if we're approaching him for something else. If we're approaching him, even we're making a show of being so devoted, but in our hearts we're actually desiring bhakti or mukti, then he will fulfill that very easily. He will give us bhakti. He will give us mukti. So we should never approach a pure devotee with duplicity. Otherwise, we will be cheated. So we saw that persons who acted in this way, who tried to cheat, they themselves were cheated. But in the greater sense, they also were not cheated, because whatever activity they were able to offer to the pure devotee, whatever service they were able to offer, that is to their eternal credit. The reaction that they will have to suffer by doing some wrong, that is temporary. But the credit that they got by being able to offer some service, their propensities were engaged by Srila Prabhupada. So in the long run, they will be benefited by that and given an opportunity at some future point in time to again come in contact with Krishna's pure devotee and take up bhakti.
Anyone wants to answer? Oh, he's very eager. Who?
Bhagavata
Prabhu. Oh. More nearer?
In regards to what another dream Prabhu was just saying, I just had some different thoughts that have come to me that I heard and had some realizations before. When Srila Gopinath had explained to us, I had asked him one time a question: why is it that Prabhupada, if he was all-knowing, past, present, and future, why Srila Prabhupada appointed these unqualified persons who later on gave up the renounced order and went into material life? And he said Prabhupada knew everything, past, present, and future, but he gave them a chance. They had some desire, and he was trying to encourage them, as Govinda Bhakti was saying. So So we hear this, we hear that when the Acharya leaves this world, a dark period comes, a dark cloud. So as another guru was just saying how Krishna orchestrated everything in relationship to the Pandavas, so similarly Krishna orchestrates when the Acharya leaves and there is a dark period. Purposefully, for more than one reason being that to get a guru, to get Krishna is not a cheap thing, so therefore it, I would just say, it weeds out those who are sincere, those who are not sincere, by making a little bit of confusion, a dark period, and only those who are actually calling out for real guru, for Krishna's mercy like this, they get it. So this dark period may come when the Acharya leaves and people get bewildered, but Krishna's plan, his hand is behind it. And Śrīla Prabhupāda said that without darkness, how will the light be glorified? So when there's a dark period, then after the dark period, a violent storm comes in the form of an Acharya preaching very vigorously on the planet. Jasmine is preaching very vigorously. And then after that storm, then behold, the sun rises in the form of that Acharya being recognized. And how he dissipates the darkness of ignorance, that's to his glory. So when the Acharya leaves, he leaves something for the next Acharya to continue this process of evolving from one thing to a higher, get some more higher knowledge. There's so many things that I can say, but I think I left it in Krishna.
Very good. Yeah. Well.
Sri Chara mentioned that Krishna Bhakti, Krishna is Bhum Sakali Sanchari. The power of Krishna imparts into your devotee. The devotion was shown, Krishna has so many qualities. Among of them, maybe 9 qualities are imparted into your devotee, like Sarvagata and Mukhata. What to say about Pujya Bhakti Swami Maharaj? Eternal associates of Krishna and Mahaprabhu, like Rupa Goswami, etc. In the same time, they have the 2 qualities, Sarvagata and Mukhata. What to say about them? It is in full and complete sense in Supreme Lord Godhead in Krishna also. So these 2 will be there. So simultaneously, they are omniscient and like bewildered. And another hand, in one Vedanta Sutra, that Naravattu Lila Koivallam, when any powerful acharya come, they performing like a human being. Otherwise, general mass could not follow him. So, being a perfect soul, they behave like an ordinary person, then everybody can follow him, can take profit of his advice. So, about Gurukul, that boy has some impression. One day, maybe not this lifetime, any other lifetime, they will come in contact again in Krishna consciousness. And who is fallen from renounce order, if they have not do any offense, male mostly in lotus feet of Vaishnava. So, Rupa Goswami, in Rupa Siksha we have seen, Yidhi Vaishnava para uthe hati mata, upadeva chhe suke jachin ije darvata. If any Vaishnava Parat, their bhakti people will be uprooted. If there is no Vaishnava Parat, only they have some desire to self-enjoyment, then they will come also one day in contact of Krishna consciousness.
Very good. You also? Oh.
Excuse me if I may sound myself as usual. I've been thinking of this question for the last couple of days, and by thinking of it, my faith in Prabhupada actually increased instead of decreased, because I'm remembering the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, where, again, in pursuance of seeing the larger picture and seeing the souls of the children who are in Gurukula, they come from many, many millions of births to get to the point of being in Gurukula. and many millions of those were engaged in very sinful activities. But they also did some good spiritually pious activities, like visiting temples or going to Vrindavan, connecting with the dust of the Holy Land, meeting pure devotees. And by their good activities, they came into contact with Srila Prabhupada and Guru Kula, meaning Prabhupada sometimes came to visit. They saw the deity, they took Krishna Prasadam, heard the holy name, came in contact with Prabhupada's books. But also, Prabhupada is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As all pure devotees, Prabhupada follows the flow of Bhakti Devi, and Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the material nature is still working until we become Karmadi Nirgahati Tintin Chavati Bhajan. When our body is changed into a spiritual body by pure bhajan, then it no longer is affected by the modes of nature and our past karma. But until that time, we're affected. So Prabhupada said on many occasions that if we get a cut finger, we should think my whole arm would have been amputated. But because I came in contact with a great soul and accepted a bona fide spiritual master, I'm just getting a summary punishment of the law of karma. He gave the example of one rich man's son who knows the judge. And the rich man's son did some abominable illegal act. So because he did that, he could have been fined $100,000. But because he's the rich man's son, and the rich man is a friend of the judge, so the judge says, I have to fine you something, but because your father is my friend, I'm only fining you 1 cent. So when one comes in contact with a bona fide guru, he only gets, even if he's not fully pure, he gets a summary punishment of the law of karma. So considering what's happening, not only on this planet, but in millions of universes, how the living entity is wandering through so many species, and how some living entities become meat on a person's plate, and some people become lampshades in World War II by the work of Hitler, some people become melted in the Hiroshima battle, and they have to go on and do that for many, many millions of births. I'm thinking that one of the children who was very brutally, unfortunately, put in a garbage can overnight by a very foolish so-called devotee Gurukula teacher and screaming all night, but still they wouldn't let his little child out, perhaps was supposed to suffer many millions of births in wombs where they couldn't come out of, but they were getting some summary punishment by contact with the pure devotee. And by their good activities, they came in contact with bhakti. Those who lost faith were destined by their past activities to lose that faith because of the obstacles created by their lack of good sukritis. And those who were in that situation, like our own very Madhavi Devi was in a similar situation, and she's come out a blooming, beautiful devotee because of her good sukritis and samskaras. But she also using up some karma by the brutality of Gurukula. But by her good activity, she came in contact with Prabhupada and took advantage of it, then came in contact with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, took advantage of it, then came in contact with Srila Narayan Maharaj, and took advantage of it. So Srila Prabhupada is, as Naveen Krishna Prabhu said, he's mukta, he's appearing not to know anything, but at the same time he's sarvati, he knows everything. And he could have stopped them, but because he's going with the flow of Bhakti Devi and the flow of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, therefore he allowed everything to happen, seeing the larger picture. And also, because these devotees did get the impression, even those who left, that benefit that they made from their stay in Gurukula and seeing Prabhupada even for a minute has an eternal benefit, and in their future life they can have more opportunity for devotional service.
Very good.
I think that all... What?
I just wanted to ask you a question. In the Vinaya Krishna book, you mentioned that Gurus serves Sahagata and Mukhata, all knowing, and at the same time the Lord of the Bible, Yoga Maya, is not always aware of the situation. So, but the Guru at the same time, he understands the heart of his disciple. So will Krishna sometimes cover the guru's ability to understand the heart of the disciple? Just
but,
the,
but
the guru knows the heart of the disciple. So may Yogamaya sometimes cover the guru from seeing the heart of the disciple. The disciple is trying to hide something from guru. So in that way, never move that way.
No, that is not.
I'm just asking.
He has told right. You'll have to understand how he is Mukta and how he is Sarvagya. But at least this point is okay. If two things are not there, then he cannot come and he cannot play and he cannot help the persons in this world. And that is why his Narlila is going. In the root of the Narlila, these two things are there. He is Mukta and he is Sarvagya. Do you know that Krishna is perfect and supreme personality of God? No doubt, because it has written in epics, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Veda, Upanishad, everywhere. So Krishna is, without doubt, he is supreme personality of God. And he is Sarvagya. Also, why he could not control? He knew that a Mahabharata battle will come. If he is Sarvagya, he is knowing that Mahabharata Yudha will come. So I should warn Pandavas that you should not play a game of
Dice.
माने तुम लोग ये मत करो, जुआ मत खेलो. You should not play this game. Why he could not fall? If he knew everything, he should have told Pandava at once, oh, a big problem will come by this, so you don't play this game. He knew everything. He was warning. Then Mahabharata could not have planned, and then Krishna plan was not successful. And by this, he played so many games, so many good things for this world. Gita came forever. And it was a lesson for all the persons that we should not play that game. So he could not walk. He knew that a chance will come by this, that Draupadi will have to be naked. Why he permitted this? We should consider all these things. Also this thing. He knows what is true and what is
false.
When Asthama was not dead, not killed, why he declared that Asthama is dead? And he repeated Bhim, that he used to tell that Asthama is dead, but Asthama was not dead. Why he told like so? Why he told this? It was true or it was false?
True.
What is what? So only rare devotee can know that it was true, and 99%, nine recurring, they will think that Krishna was telling false. They are not qualified to know this thing, realize this thing that Krishna was telling true. That Asthama, not only Asthama, all were dead, actually. They were in the mouth of Krishna, within two teeth, and they were dead. Krishna showed it to Arjuna in his universal form. Everything was clear, that all are Bhisham Pitama. Even Arjuna and all were dead. Only Krishna was not dead. No? So, sometimes we can do some false statement, and we unnecessarily we are worry for that. Krishna or his devotees can do something which is not we think that it is not proper. Sometimes Krishna, if any thorn is gone in our feet, then he takes other thorn. Understand? एक दूसरा कांटा लेकर के उस कांटे को निकाल करके दोनों कांटों को फेंक देता है. So Krishna did like also that. You should take this statement very gravely. You should know. Krishna did like so. So when devotees, very powerful, they come. If anyone not qualified for that thing, even he makes them like that, and by them he is preaching everywhere, so many things, and after that he throws out both. Only devotees are there, will be there. Understand what I am telling you? Thrones are to, who are in our feet, and that thorn by which we took it. Both are. So they were not devotees, actually. But he has to play a role to preach everywhere Krishna, and he was successful in this. So thrones should be felt, thrown out. No harm. But they will have some impression. If they are not offensive, they told me. Like, we should go to Dwarka and see that Samb and all others were doing some offenses to Durvasa, Narada and all, which they were assembled on at sea. Kaunsa sthan? Prabhat Pit. Krishna was knowing everything. Why he did not warn all the boys not to go and not to be offensive to them? He was knowing everything. He has something that we can, we cannot understand all these things. So if Swamiji had done something like this knowingly, for the gain of whole world, universe, he has taken something. It may be that he has done kripa to all mercy, but some are not realizing. But anyhow, he will help them. In this, those who were bad, who had done bad things in their past career lives, if anyhow they have not come to Swamiji, they would have gone to any other schools, and there they will do. Understand? Jadi wo log jinke saath mein bura vyavhar hua, you can, bura vyavhar hua, wo jadi gurukul mein nahi aate to kahin padhne jate, aur unke saath mein wahi cheez hua hota jo yahan hua. Kintu yahan par thoda sa labh hua, jo Swami ji ka nearance paaye और प्रसाद पाया, ठाकुर जी का दर्शन पाया, गुड इम्प्रेशन हुआ, और उन सब चीजों से उनका वो जो बैड इम्प्रेशन था वो खत्म हो जाएगा और क्रमशः भगवान की भक्ति में आएंगे. ये सब चल
more bad things.
Karma would have, because
yes,
from their past impressions, the same activities would have happened to them, but they would not have had the good chance to come in contact with him, to receive prasad from his hand, to receive so much mercy from him, and to have a chance later on to take up devotional activities.
So we should never be any doubt in Krishna. At the time of Krishna, Kansa, Jarasandha, Duryodhan, his party, has so much doubts about Krishna or his bad character of passion. He was playing with gopis. Those were married, even they were coming to Krishna and dancing and singing in the night alone. Why? Krishna has told so many false things to his mother, and others. Why he had done? So they used to tell all these things because they have no devotion and anything. So they cannot realize Krishna. For what? किस लिए वो क्या करता है ये समझ में आना साधारण लोगों के लिए बहुत कठिन है. इसलिए यदि प्रभुपाद जी ने विश्व में प्रचार किया, सबको नाम में इंट्रोड्यूस किया और इतना कल्याण का काम किया, तो उसमें जो दिखाई पड़ता है जो दोष, वो हम डिवोटियों को नहीं देखना चाहिए, उससे हम बिविल्डर्ड हो जाएंगे.
Similarly, Srila Swami Maharaj was preaching all over the world, distributing the holy name. And
he extended lakhs and lakhs persons. They were drunkards. They were hippies. They were always with ladies and always. Huh? And lakhs and lakhs waited.
So Maharaj was saying that those who misunderstand his activities and find fault with them, we should know very clearly that they are not devotees, they were not devotees.
So we should think all these things. Krishna can take Govardhan. No? And he can take whole universe in his hand. He can take poison. He can eat fires. He ate so many times fire. He took so much poison when he was in Kaliyadaha. No? And then he played with gopis. You should do like that. First, we will give some fire in your mouth. And you should take some poison. And you should take Giriraj Govardhan, not Govardhan, only 5 months of anything here. 5 quintals you should take on your head. And then you can play with any lady, then I will see that you are okay. So considering all these things, we should consider that really he has not done. He was Sarvajna and he wanted to do good for all, but some persons were not pure devotees. They played this role. It was not fault of Swamiji, but it was fault of their karma, bad karma of past, bus, and also of this. So Swami is not fault for all these things. We should realize. Ram knew he was Sarvajna. Ram, why he went to pursue a deer which was Marij? He knew or not this fact? He knew this fact that, oh, this deer is so beautiful. And Sita is telling that, oh, bring this deer. And he pursued. Lakshman told that, it is Maya, I know. Brother, you should not go. Why you are going? But Ram told that, no harm, I should go. It will be good for all. And even, so we cannot tell that Ram did it false. Then he will have to act in these worldly situations. And we see that he is covered with Maya. And he is doing all things under the shade of Maya, but actually not Maya there. So that we should not have any doubt about Swamiji. Or anyone, pure devotee, in Krishna, in Ram, or anyone. So we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness, then we will realize all things.
Ravnabhasa Prabhu was mentioning one point that also Srila Gaurabhadra Maharshi mentioned, that Vichara will come, and he may do things up to a point, but they may not apparently be finished, but that he's leaving it for somebody else who will come and do.
Yes.
Just like you said that Krishna, he knew that the dice playing would be inauspicious, but he let it happen because he knew after something good will come.
Yes.
What so suddenly, Sri Gautama said then, another child will come who will preach and who will develop on that.
But we should try to take lesson from this, that like Krishna, like Swamiji, I will do also like that. Don't do. Otherwise you will go to hell. You are not Swamiji. Be first Shankar and then have that poison. Otherwise, not being a Shiva and you are taking the poison, then you are finished at once. No single minute. We are doing like so. So we should be very careful for this. Don't take all arguments on you. It is for devotees and powerful acharyas and for Krishna. What?
Sometimes now there's so many devotees are a little fearful to send the children to Gurukul because they have.
If they are not doing well, then you should not send. Krishna has given some intelligence. So try to
utilize
it. When Krishna went to, Narada went to Hastinapur. So Pandava is there doing something, that how he can bring Krishna from Hastinapur. Knowingly they were doing so much. Narada was so much glorifying. He gave so many points. That points were that Krishna always lives with you and takes your services. He has forced relationship with you. And he becomes charioteer. Charioteer is okay. Charioteer. And sometimes he becomes like servant. Sometimes he gives marriage her own sister to Arjuna. And follow orders of Yudhishthira Maharaj, Kunti and others. So, you are best devotees in the world. But what Pandavas are telling? When they became, they heard all these glories. Then they began to weep. Actually, we are not pure devotees. Especially Arjuna told that whole world knows that Krishna became charioteer. And he obeyed my orders. And also he gave an unique teaching like Gita. He has never given it like this. About lakhs and lakhs, but before he gave to son. And after that he was not given. But it is not true. Arjuna is telling. Why? He became charioteer not for me. Why he became? That if he is not becoming the charioteer, then Mahabharata Yudha will not be done and the demons will not be finished. So knowingly, Krishna became my charioteer. And when I was not fighting, I told that I don't want to fight. Krishna introduced me. And, I'm here on your chariot. Hanuman is here. Why you are? And I've done everything. You'll have to be only nimitta.
Instrument.
You should be an instrument. I've done everything. And you have conquered everything. My purpose is served. But yet I want that you should be like instrument to me. Actually, Krishna has done all these things. But Arjuna tells that not for me, for whole world, for demigods, for this earth, because she became cow and went to Brahma, and with Brahma she came to Kshirsagar, and Brahma has a very trance, and then Krishna allowed that I am coming. So it was not from me, for me. Jada jada hi dharmasya glanirbhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam shijyamra. So Krishna has not come for me, for my family. He has come to establish truth and yuga dharma and to do so many things. So it is not true that he was my charioteer. I was not in a form to fight. He came on my chariot and he introduced me in this, inspired me. Secondly, you are telling, or all are telling, Sarva Upanishado Gavo, Dogdha Gopalanandana, Partho Vatsa, Sudhir Bhokta, Gitamvratam Mahat. That Sarva Upanishado Gavo, all the Upanishads are like cows. And the teaching that Krishna took from all Upanishad, and that is called Gita Upanishad. It is the essence of all the Upanishads. And it is not for only coughs. That is, Arjuna is cough here. Okay? It was for whole world. We milk the cows, we take the milk of cows, not for cough. Cough takes only very little to make qualify the cows that they will give milk. So it was not for only. So Arjuna is telling not for only meeting. And it was third class teaching. Third class. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna, he told that these are Yobaji Gita. Saranagati, I am bosom friend of Krishna. And Krishna is telling the teaching for lower classes of those who are not still devotee. Saranagati is the door of bhakti, not bhakti. Not bhakti. It is door. Those who will follow Saranagati, then they will enter in bhakti realm. And then Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem and all will be there. So even it is not bhakti, Saranagati. And he told me that you should offer your all things, your heart, your mind, your body, your senses to me. Oh, it is like upahas.
Ridicule
for me. Sakha is so on the top of devotion. And this Saranagati, outer thing, when a man is not devotee, if he wants to be devotee, he will accept this Saranagati. It is like a door, entrance, by that we can enter. Even not one. And he was teaching me that Saranagati. Do you think, he asked Narada, do you think that I have no Saranagati? I am not Sakha of Krishna? Then he goes, oh yes. You are, we have passed all these things. You have crossed Saranagati. You have entered in the bhakti realm. You are not sadhakji. So nishtha, ruchi, asakti and bhav, all are in you. Perfect. You have no defect or no anartha. Nothing. And moreover, that your bhakti is not mixture of gyan, karma, yoga, tapasya. You are akantik bhakta. Moreover, you have crossed the level of jnani prayaso dubhasya namantayiva. You have crossed. And you have also crossed Krishna bhakti rasabhavitam ati kuryatang yadi kutopi labhyate tatra laulyam api moulyam ekalam. Koti janma sukita. It has been told for only sadhak, not for siddha. So Arjuna is not sadhak, he is siddha. He has crossed also this level. After this comes Shantaras. Who are they? Sanakshandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar. He has also crossed this level. He has crossed so much above. He is not like Sanakshandan, Sanatan. They cannot touch Sanakshandan. Even the lotus dust of Arjuna, Bhim, Nakul, Sadeva, Draupadi, they are so high. Also, Hanuman. Hanuman can serve Ram all 24 hours. And he is liberated. But Arjuna, Bhim, Nakul, Sadeva, they more superior than Hanuman. Hanuman cannot touch their feet also. Moreover. So Krishna is telling that you should be first take saranagati. So he is doing some upahas, ridicule. Really, if anyone come and he will advise me that you should go and choose any good guru and you should serve him and offer your everything to your Gurudev. And at least you should chant at least 16 rounds. Is it proper or not proper? Why? Why? If I am chanting daily 1 lakh of Hari name, always observed in bhakti, and 100 and 1,000 of person are what? Are inspired. And anyone comes and says, oh, if you cannot chant 16, then you can chant 18 rounds daily. And don't take egg and wine and fish, anything. And you should not have any girlfriend. If he teaches me, then it is okay. I will say, oh, yes, yes, I will do, I will follow you. I may tell. But, so, Krishna has taught me that thing of Gita, it is like this. Gopis are also telling to Krishna. Krishna told to gopis. He sent Uddha. And after that he sent Baldev to go to Vraja. And he used to tell that why they are worried. I'm everywhere. I'm in their body. Like example, a clay pot cannot be without clay. This pot everywhere is clay. Understand? But
the very construction of the pot is completely made of clay, so clay is permeating the whole pot.
Anyone can purify that clay, all should be taken and pot will be also there? Never. So I am in their senses, I am everywhere in them, outer side, inner side, upper side, here, there, I am always everywhere. So gopis should tell gopis that I'm always with them. Why they are worried? No. They should remember me, chant me, and they should meditate me. Hearing this, what gopi told? Oh, very good, very good. Oh, you are like sun, giving so much good and instructions to us. But by these instructions, we are having so much heat, like sun gives heat, and we are burning by these lectures. We cannot follow because we are so fallen. Please tell the rishis and maharshis ahushyate naniranabh padarvinda yogeshwarair api hridi api agadh bodhai sansar kup patito taranavalambam geham jusam manasya udyasana. We are so fallen. We cannot remember and we cannot meditate. Our mind is so here. That is why mercifully you are telling me to meditate and also we know that if anyone is taking your lotus feet in their heart, all the miseries, everything will go out at once and he will be pure. But we are not like this. We are more fallen. Perhaps that is why you are teaching us to meditate and to chant and to remember. Because we have never done this. But you should know that we want to forget you. But we cannot forget you. We want that we should not remember Krishna. Because he has forget us, so we should forget Krishna. But we cannot. We don't want to think that, oh, Krishna is where? Now he will be on the bank of Jamuna. So our feet are accustomed to go. So even you are not here, our feet go there. We cannot stop. Our mind always remembering. Yogis have so much effort to remember Krishna. And so many bad and worldly things comes in there. Mind and heart. And we want to forget you, but we cannot forget you because we were with you from childhood when we were naked, like friends. So please, you can be merciful to us. Our mind and heart is same, but worldly persons, mind and heart are not same. So much difference. Our mind is now prominent. Heart is another thing. But gopis are telling that our mind and heart are same. What is the meaning? Our heart is Vrindavan. Our heart is not Vrindavan. But gopis are telling that our heart is
Vrindavan.
And mind and heart are same. Our not. In our body, mind is prominent. What we think, oh, it is good, it is better, it is bad, it is this, it is that, with so many doubts and so many things, and then we do. And we follow mind. But bhakti is in not mind. Where it is? In heart. So Krishna has given that you should give your heart. Bhakti lives in heart. Heart cannot decide that this is bad, Krishna is bad, or Krishna is better. Only he is only charmed only by devotional services. Heart has nothing to do. What he has done, he will give at once and never take return. This is the action of heart. So our heart is Vrindavan. We want that you should come to Vrindavan. Where? Because our heart is Vrindavan. So you should come in our heart, like yogis. But our heart is Vrindavan. So if you are coming to Vrindavan, then you are coming to my heart. So please do like this. And why we want not to remember you, but why you are coming? Why you are coming always? So we want to forget you. but we can forget. So, for them, Krishna is telling that, oh, you should meditate me. To whom this teaching would be? If anyone conditioned soul, and he is in very low stage, then he will do first Shravanam, then Kirtanam, then Smaranam. For gopis, there are top of that. Sneha, Maan, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, and so, and Krishna is teaching them. Then they are also telling them, oh, you want to cheat us, or you are telling like joke, you are joking us. Actually, this teaching is not for us. You should teach Duryodhan and Kamsa and others, not to us. So, we should try to realize all these things. This is our object and goal. I wanted to explain all these things, but I could not finish it. So I am worried that actually I could not. And if I will explain, even you cannot understand so much. So you will have to come in a level to understand. Like Krishna is telling, Mother, I have not taken clay or earth. And Ashwatthama is killed, or Bhim, you should tell, announce that Ashwatthama has killed. But Yudhishthira, that he is not killed, why should I tell false? But Arjun accepted at once. So in this case, Arjun is more superior, because he is light as everything. So, we should consider all these things. Don't see here and there what nonsense he is doing, Don't involve your mind in these things. Always concentrate and be one pointed in Krishna. Go on doing. Otherwise you will be cheated. You should try to take the same path what Srimad Bhagavata has told. First you should obey Gita, that we are not this body. Really, you should realize this. And then, sarva dharman patyajya. And then try to enter in bhakti realm. And then follow Srimad Bhagavatam. Follow the first teaching of ninth canto. And if you are qualified, then try to enter in tenth canto. Gradually. Be like mother, be like friend. And after 10th canto, 29 to 33, and moreover. Don't try to jump. But we will have to see that there should be some greed to know all these things. If greed is there and Shraddha is there, you are qualified to enter in bhakti realm and to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, and all the other things. So try to develop in Krishna consciousness. Try to read the books of Swamiji as an authentic one. You can also read my books. My books is not my books. The books are of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Manas Shiksha, Upadeshamritam, and all the Shikshastra, and all this. And gradually try to. Perhaps tomorrow we will have one class and some persons will come to take interview. Journalists may come with video and all others. I think that they should come in the time of class, that all will hear. I will train in Hindi, but anyone translate in English, because I don't want to lose our classes also. Because you are more important than any reporter. They will not take in heart my teachings. And you have come so far away here. So I want to help you more than. They will take something and they will preach in their video or anything. But actually they will not take our teachings. They will never chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If they have some association, really, they may can chant and be with devotee. So I want to help you more. I know that you have come from so many places far away, and I have also come so far away. So I want to help you today. Only that. Gaur Premanand.
I have one question, and that was referring to that what you said with when Maharaj Yudhisthira said that Ashwatthama was killed because Krishna told him he should save. But then I heard once in a narration that he was referring to an elephant. He said Ashwatthama, the elephant, but nobody could hear, was killed. Is
yes.
that true?
It is true, but it is also false. What Krishna told, it was true. And other things are all false. If you, Bhima was telling that Ashwatthama, this is killed, and Krishna is telling that you should tell the Ashwatthama, it is true. And all were false. Yudhishthira was false. Bhima was also false. Because Ashwatthama was dead. Actually, Krishna has made like this. He has created whole universe. He has created Ashwatthama. He has killed all, and all are killing. You are dead or you are life, in life. Huh? Yes, what is? If you are thinking that I am this body, then you are dead. And if you are have realization of Atma and thinking that I am Atma, then you are not dead. So all were thinking like that, this body is myself, and this Ashwatthama is body, and he is alive. But actually they were all dead. We are all dead, which are thinking that myself is this body. And only they are alive, which are thinking that I am soul, nothing to take birth and nothing to take, die, nothing. No sorrow, no problem, nothing is there. And if you are realizing this, then nothing to preach, nothing to heal, who to whom you will preach, because all are serving Krishna. Narada knows this, so he does not tell anyone that you should. Sukadeva Goswami will not tell that you should. He will never preach, because he is knowing that everyone is serving Krishna anyhow, by this way or by this way. By Anvaya and Vithirek. All are serving. And he is seeing only soul that all souls are serving Krishna. We are also serving, but we have no relation. That is why we are conditioned soul. Like a watch, kept in a, covered with a cloth, but cloth is going on. Time is going on. Clock is?
Ticking.
But we are seeing that nothing is. But actually, Atma here serving Krishna always. No bandha, no moksha. Nothing. Srimad Bhagavat tells like, no bandha, moksha. Only these are kalpana. Imagination. Soul is soul, and if he is chid vastu, then he is serving to Krishna. So these are high class of things. You will have to realize all these true conceptions. But not, you cannot, at this stage, you cannot do. We can realize very little, very little. So this is the fact, that all Chaitanya are serving Krishna, actually. No, so Narada goes to Kansa and tells, telling, oh, my dear disciple, my dear son, Kansa, all the demons are making plan to kill you, so beware. Be careful. And consider, oh Gurudev, oh you have saved me by telling all these things. I will be very careful. And again he goes to Vasudev. Vasudev, oh you should be careful. Kansa can do anything to you. So he's thinking that all are serving. If there was no Kansa, Krishna has never come to this world and has done so many pastimes. So Narada is Mahabhagavata. He knows everything. So he does not come to preach that, oh, you should take chant harina. Because he knows that he is serving Krishna. Very strange, these teachings. But really this is the thing. We'll have to realize all these things.
What is Krishna Maharaj Muranda?
Huh?
The Krishna Muranda.
Who?
Narada.
Like this. He was playing a trick. Really. For others. For everything. He is very more tricky than Krishna because he is the disciple of Krishna. Tricky Krishna. We cannot think how tricky is he. Why qualified? He will go to East and tell that I am going to West. For him, the West and East is same thing. No harm. Any kirtan?
Mahabharata will come down to Madhya and they do say like that?
That is also the answer of that question. Swamiji came in the class of stage of Madhyamadhikari. That I don't know anything. I'm not Sarvajna. And he is doing here and there, preaching all these things. But actually, he is not like a Madhyamadhikari. He is more than that. So, Madhyamadhikari can do anything wrong. So it seems that he has done something wrong. But actually not. It was okay. Everything for the gain of whole universe. Plus today. Any kirtan? Kirtan, you can do? Are you can do? Oh.